Squeezed between the crises in Syria and Egypt is, of course, Israel. That country's prime minister has warned that Israel is prepared to strike back if Syria were to attack the Jewish state. The threat comes after 2.5 years of official Israeli silence on Syria's civil war. Reporter Daniel Estrin has more from Jerusalem.
For the past 2 years, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly instructed his ministers not to speak publicly about the civil war taking place on Israel's northern border. Israel and Syria are enemies, and Israel has been careful not to take sides, not to get dragged into the fighting. That era of silence is now over.
The reported use of chemical weapons against civilians in Syria is terribly disturbing.
The prime minister speaks directly to the camera in this video statement on his official YouTube channel. Yes, the Syrian regime's attack is terribly disturbing, he says, but there's an even bigger enemy standing on the sidelines, waiting to see how the world reacts. That enemy, he says, is Iran.
Syria has become Iran's testing ground, and Iran is closely watching whether and how the world responds to the atrocities committed by Iran's client state, Syria, and by Iran's proxy, Hezbollah, against innocent civilians in Syria.
Prominent Israeli cabinet ministers have gone one step further, advocating a U.S.-led response to the chemical attack. Justice Minister Tzipi Livni says a response could discourage future use of chemical weapons. And President Shimon Peres has called on the Arab League to set up a temporary government in Syria in place of Assad. A former Air Force commander wrote in an editorial today that the U.S. shouldn't try to take out Assad in the short run, leaving a vacuum for a radical Islamist takeover. But toppling Assad should be the long-term goal. Israeli radio bulletins opened this morning with assurances from announcers that Israeli officials estimate that Syria will not attack Israel in response to an American military strike, despite Syrian threats to the contrary. At a time when Bashar al-Assad is fighting to remain in power, attacking Israel would be suicidal, officials have been arguing here. And yet Israel is preparing for the worst. Some Israelis have been lining up to collect gas masks. The school year began today, and Israel's education minister said he's ready with a plan for long-distance learning in case a Syrian attack forces kids to stay at home. So if there is even the slightest possibility of a retaliatory attack from Syria, why would Israel encourage the world to attack Syria in the first place? Jacques Neria, formerly of Israeli military intelligence, says it's about preemption.
Right now, after Assad using the chemical weapons, Israelis understand that differently, meaning that if he's ready to use chemical weapons on his own people, you could only deduct from there that in case of a war with Israel, he would use it very easily against Israeli concentrations, Israeli troops and Israeli civilians.
There's another reason why Israel might be rooting for intervention. Remember Netanyahu's comments framing this as an Iran issue? Israel sees this as a dress rehearsal for an even bigger showdown, Neria says. If the world responds to Syria's use of non-conventional weapons, there's a good chance they'll act to thwart Iranian non-conventional weapons, which Israel sees as an existential threat. Israeli security officials met in Washington last night with National Security Advisor Susan Rice. The White House said it was a routine meeting. Another meeting of military minds, an emergency one, was held yesterday in Jordan. And Neria says one military chief was conspicuously absent.
Yesterday you had a meeting of all the chief of staff that are concerned, the French, the German, the British, the American, the Jordanian, Saudis and so on. And the only one that was not invited was the Israeli. The Americans don't want Israel to be involved in this issue because if Israel is involved, then things could get out of control.
Syria and Israel have rattled sabers for decades, but there's been no actual fighting between the two countries since 1973. And the U.S. and Israel would like it to stay that way. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.